You are now on Place d'Enfer Rochereau, formerly known as the Place de la Halle, and then the Place d'Armes. Although d'Enfer Rochereau was a Protestant, he was not born in Montbéliard, unlike his wife, Pauline Sureau-Goguel, a pastor's daughter. The French parliamentarian was in fact born in Saint-Mexon, in the Deux-Sèvres department. As a young man, d'Enfer Rochereau embarked on a military career. In October 1870, he was appointed governor of Belfort, with the task of organizing the defenses of the town that the Prussians would shortly besiege. His wife and children stayed in Montbéliard throughout the siege. After 103 days of fighting, in midwinter, the French were defeated. D'Enfer Rochereau and his regiment left the citadel of Belfort, watched by the Prussians. Their heroic resistance saved the honour of France, which was stunned by the defeat of Napoleon III and MacMahon at Sedan and Bazaine's surrender at Metz. As a result of d'Enfer Rochereau's actions, France was able to persuade Prussia to allow it to keep control of the arrondissement of Belfort, despite the Treaty of Frankfurt in May 1871 that ceded Alsace and part of Lorraine to the victors. That did not prevent an intrigue against d'Enfer Rochereau, whose ideas were probably too radical for the army at the time. Fortunately, his honour was restored when he was cleared of all wrongdoing by Jules Viète and Pierre-Frédéric Dorion, respectively ministers of Agriculture and Public Works, and both, as it happened, natives of Montbéliard. In 1879, a year after d'Enfer Rochereau's death, Montbéliard paid homage to him by erecting a statue of him on this square. During the Second World War, the German occupiers had it melted down. The town council later erected the stele that you can see today. After the defeat of 1870, France built a series of fortified defences along its new border, following plans drawn up by General Serre de Rivière. You can visit some of these defensive masterpieces, including Montbard Fort in Bavon, a strategic part of the ring of fortifications around Belfort, the Batterie des Roches, and Lomont Fort. And you can also visit d'Enfer Rochereau himself. He lies at rest with his wife in the Sureau-Goguel family vault at Montbéliard Cemetery.